Very pleased to be joined by our next guest. Glenn Godden is joining us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Glenn, we ask this all the time, but it feels a bit more impactful now. How are you doing right now?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Thanks for having me. Obviously, it's still an unfortunate time, but trying to make the most of it and doing what you can to, stay active, get outside, and try to do your regular things.
Yeah, so how is pandemic life treating you now that we're a few months now, really, into this thing?
That's treating me all right. I think everyone's kind of in the same boat right now with things you can do. So, like I said earlier, just trying to make the most of it and doing what I can.
As far as what's going on with the National Hockey League right now, there's a vote going on with the Players Association from the sounds of it as we speak, with different formats and whatnot. How in the loop are you staying with all of that that's going on at this point?
I'm doing the best I can, watching the news every day and trying to read as much as I can. So I'm trying to stay informed that way. And if anything really big happens, Calgary's done a good job at keeping us informed. So I've been doing as much research as I can, and at this point now you're just hoping that they'll find a way to bring the season back.
Chatting with Glenn Godden here on Pinder and Steinberg on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I'm Peter Klein, he's Logan Gordon.
Glenn, I'm just curious as to how the last few months have gone for you. You guys go from being in a pretty heated playoff battle to suddenly season stopped and now season's over. How does that work for you when you're middle of a playoff race and then everything suddenly stopped and your season's over?
Yeah, it was a bit of a different situation. Obviously nothing anyone's done before, and it was just unfortunate. We were having a good season down in Stockton. I think everyone was looking forward to making a deep playoff run, so for that to be cut short is unfortunate. And now that I've been home, I took a little bit of time off just to kind of reset and let the body relax a bit. And then now, probably the last month or so, I've been trying to get back into a routine of, training and whatnot. My friend, a close friend of mine, has a gym in his garage, so I've been fortunate enough to work out there a couple times. And now recently, I've been working out with my trainer, so trying to make the most of it. Trying to stay active and in shape for anything that can happen.
And I guess I should ask the question, are you trying to keep yourself as prepared as possible if Calgary does give you the call and maybe some of your Stockton teammates to join them in a potential playoff race? Is that kind of the main focus for you right now?
Yeah, exactly. I think I have an idea that if it does come up, I think I'll be going, so definitely trying to stay in shape. And it's tough right now to get onto the ice, so without doing that, I'm shooting pucks or whatever you can outside to try to simulate being on the ice.
Mentally, what's that? Do you have any expectation for what that'll be like to go from zero to 100 in an NHL playoff race like that? How do you prepare for that mentally? I know physically you mentioned going to the gym and that sort of stuff, but mentally, have you had any thoughts about what that might be like?
I have, but to be honest, expectation-wise, it's pretty hard to have any. It can kind of go any way, it seems like, right now. So I'm just ready for whatever comes my way or whatever happens.
And I got one more for you. Your second year in Stockton, as the season winds up being canceled, you wind up leading the team in points. How did you feel your second year pro with the AHL club went compared to your first year?
I thought it went a lot better. I think I took a big progression in my second year this year, and I had a lot of confidence. And I think kind of throughout the year, it was building and building. And like I said earlier, obviously it's unfortunate that this has happened because we had a good season. Especially our whole group, everyone's having good seasons, and myself included. So it's unfortunate, but looking back on it, I think I had a good year, and hopefully I can build on that if this season comes back or next year.
We're chatting with Stockton Heat forward and Calgary Flames prospect Glenn Godden here on the show this afternoon. Mr. Labardius.
Glenn, first of all, congratulations on an outstanding season that also while you didn't get into a game, included a call up to the NHL. I want to kind of start there, and then if you don't mind, I'm going to go back a little bit reverse. What was that like for you?
It was definitely exciting. Obviously, like you said, it was my first call up, and I think something I'll remember. It was unfortunate too that I didn't get in the game, but even the warm up was something pretty cool. And hopefully next year, or even like I said, this year, if it comes back, hopefully I can get into an actual game.
Where do you think you made the biggest strides in year two of pro hockey for you?
I think consistency. I think that was something that I struggled with my first year, just trying to figure out the American League and how it works, obviously, with just schedule and travel and all that kind of stuff. But I really noticed that, I mean, the guys that were getting called up, and obviously if you're in the NHL, you got to be consistent. So I really noticed that my first year, and I wanted to emulate that into my game this year. And I think I did a pretty good job of that, and it really helped me, have some success.
Glenn, your road has been a real interesting one. It's funny not to date you or date me. I remember the first time I watched you play, I'm pretty sure 2011, 2012 in Delta. Were you not the captain of the Seafair team in your Western Hockey League Bantam draft year?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, and I remember I only saw you once that season, but I was incredibly impressed. And then you were drafted high, so you had unbelievable expectation going into junior. For those people who don't know, Glenn went to Swift Current, where he had an unbelievable junior career. You were drafted by St. Louis in the fourth round, and you went unsigned. When you look back at that, Glenn, how big a driving force do you think that was for you to help you to where you are today?
It was huge. It was definitely, I mean, at the time, felt the best feeling being obviously passed over by St. Louis. And you feel like you can kind of go two ways when something like that happens. You can obviously kind of mail it in and think you're not good enough, or it can fuel you to, I mean, be better and do more. And I think going into my 20-year-old year after being passed over, it just kind of gave me that chip on my shoulder that I think I needed. And, I mean, I was out to prove St. Louis wrong, other teams wrong, and kind of prove to myself that, I mean, I can do this, and I'm better than what they think I am or what I've shown up to that point.
Well, I was a Glenn Gladden fan probably from day one, and you represented your country with Team Pacific. You played at the World Under 18, but is there any way to properly describe Swift Current's run to the Memorial Cup and just how much fun and how challenging it was? And I know this, you were not even close to healthy, were you, at the Memorial Cup in Regina a couple of years ago?
Yeah, no, I was unfortunately in the third round against Lethbridge. I separated my shoulder, so throughout the rest of that playoffs and into the Memorial Cup, I was dealing with that.
What did that playoff run, do you think, Glenn, do for you? Because it was interesting for people who don't remember, arguably maybe the three best teams in the Western Hockey League were in the same division, yourself, Regina, and Moose Jaw. And Moose Jaw finished first. You guys had an unbelievable seven-game series, which you had your hands all over, including an unbelievable game seven that I was lucky enough to be at and broadcast. What made that group such a special group? And you guys made a lot of changes under head coach Emmanuel Viveros on your way to that title, didn't you?
Yeah, and I think looking back, that might have even been one of the best parts. Was obviously we made a ton of moves, but just how quickly everybody, I mean, connected, and we had that bond, and I mean, everyone's bought into our systems, like everything you can think of with that group we had. And as soon as we made all those trades, everyone in the room kind of realized that we had something good here. And I think the only thing that was standing in our way was ourselves. So as long as everything was good in the room and off the ice, I think the sky was the limit for our team. And obviously we had to make those moves because it was such a deep, our division was so deep. And obviously we had to play two pretty good teams in the first two rounds. Obviously Regina was hosting, and playing them in the first round is never an easy thing. And I know for myself, I'd never beat Regina going into that series, and we had them 3-1 the year before. So it was a big series. And I think obviously moving on to Moose Jaw and going 7-2, I think once we beat those two teams, we kind of could take a little bit of a breath, because we knew we just beat two of the best teams that we were feeling pretty confident.
Glenn, as far as you win the championship in Swift Current on home ice in game 6, you won that game 3-0. It gives me goosebumps actually just asking and thinking about it. What do you remember about that night, and are you still taken aback by how loud that building was on that Sunday night?
Yeah, I can still remember it to this day. And they actually just replayed the game, I think, a few weeks ago on YouTube. So I got to watch it and get some more memories. But no, I don't think I've ever heard a louder arena or the iPlex louder than that night. And for my last game at the iPlex, after playing 5 years there, to win like that, dreamt of it any better. And looking back on that year and my whole 5 years there, I wouldn't have changed anything.
I don't know if I've asked you this, but I'll ask you now. You've been a captain or an assistant captain on pretty much every team you've ever been a part of. Where do those leadership qualities come from?
I think first off, just kind of the way I was raised. I think my dad and my mom, but mostly with my dad, through sports, kind of did a good job raising me and kind of teaching me the game. And I thought I've always kind of been a pass first guy. So I think that whole side of it has come from my dad. And then my rookie year and kind of my earlier years in Swift Current, I was lucky enough to have some good leaders and good captains at an early age. When I was 15, I got called up for the playoffs. They had Adam Lowry, who obviously everyone knows how good of a player and a leader he was at that time. And then for my next 2 years, we had Colby Cave, who I think just saying his name now, everyone knows what kind of person he was and what kind of leader. So I was pretty blessed to have, two good leaders at an early age to look up to. And they were more than just leaders for those teams. They kind of did it all on the ice and off the ice. So I just wanted to be like those guys.
Glenn, because it's not always the case, and being a huge CHL guy that I've been my whole life, would you have ever wanted to trade? You know, you're from Richmond, that area originally. Would you ever have traded playing junior hockey in that size of a community with all that it meant to the people in Swift Current?
No, to be honest, I wouldn't. I've had, I guess, some time now, especially with this quarantine, to be able to look back and I miss Swift Current, to be honest, from how small of a town it was. You can get anywhere in 5 minutes. It was pretty nice. And obviously the people there were great and they treated me well. So, no, looking back, I would, if I had the choice to go back to Swift Current, I would.
And do you think sometimes there's players who stay away from smaller communities that maybe should embrace those opportunities? Would that be something that you would tell someone maybe from a bigger city thinking about whether they should or shouldn't go that route?
Yeah, 100%, I think. Swift Current was the smallest town in, I think, the CHL. I know definitely the WHL. And coming from Richmond to a place like that, it was a little bit of an eye-opener. But I think for any junior hockey player, it's an experience that if you have the choice, you have to take it. It's like playing in for an NHL team in the city, like you're the only game in town. So you go to certain places, you go out to eat, you go to restaurants, people know who you are. And it's a pretty cool feeling for a 16 to 20 year old kid just to be able to have that. And obviously when you win and you have a good team, you can see how invested the fans are and how special it is when you can do stuff like that. So for a kid or anyone in the situation to be able to go to a small town, I think they do their homework and really look into it, because it can be a lot of fun.
finally, Glenn, my last one, and I've probably taken you longer than the other two guys. I should have already, but after what happened this season, and we're still kind of in this season, how confident are you now that full-time duty in the NHL with the Flames is maybe not that far away for you?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. Obviously, I think I'm definitely close. So just to be able to say that, it's kind of giving me goosebumps right now too. But I think just knowing that you're close is when you kind of got to work the hardest and kind of dig in that. I think I put myself in a position to, I think I've opened some eyes. So going into the camp next year, it's going to be a big one, and I'm really excited for it.
Mr. Klein?
A couple more for you, Glenn, from this side anyway. You mentioned in there before that you watched some of the games that they replayed from your guys' run back in 2018. Are you able to relax and watch those? Are you watching with a critical eye, edge of your seat? Well, what's the viewing experience like?
Well, actually, the first game they aired was the final against Everett, and we had quite a few of the guys from that team get on a Zoom call, and we watched it together and talked. So that was pretty cool to kind of rewatch it, knowing what happened, and guys can joke. But the game against Regina there a few nights ago, I just kind of sat back in my room and watched it myself. And obviously I know what happened, so you're not too antsy watching it, but it was just cool. Forgot some things that happened even in the game. They scored, Regina scored their first goal kicking it in, and I forgot all about it. So it was cool just to rewatch it and relive those moments.
And as you get ready for whatever could be coming up here in the next couple of months, is there like a plan that they send all you guys of what to do to keep in shape, or how is that process working?
Well, they've done a good job with their staff of keeping in touch with their guys, and they've been sending out workout packages for guys that have workout equipment at their house or that don't. So there's no real excuse to not being able to do anything. And like I said, they've done a great job of keeping in touch and making sure guys have what they need. So they've done a real good job.
Logo has one more for you. Logan?
Yeah, Glenn, I just wanted to, I know it's probably a tough topic, but I'd love to just get your thoughts on your former teammate, Colby Cave. You mentioned him quickly in one of your answers, but I don't know how many people know this, but you were the one who facilitated Colby texting one of your teammates after a pretty nasty fight in the AHL there. And it's been great to see so many. I love seeing the pictures in Saskatchewan of all the vehicles lined up sending Colby home. I just wanted to give you a chance to talk about your former teammate in Swift Current.
Yeah, obviously it's a really sad and an unfortunate thing. I don't think anyone could have imagined this happening. And yeah, I think we're obviously going to miss him and whatnot, but I think I just look back on all the positives and all the good memories we had in Swift Current, and even going against each other this year in Bakersfield, which was pretty cool to do. He was up and down this year, and I'm sure he probably wasn't always the happiest to be in Bakersfield, but just being able to play against him and take face-offs and little things like that were something that I'm going to remember forever now.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Colby. Glenn, sorry, I know it's tough to probably think about Colby, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, definitely a difficult situation all around for sure. So thank you for sharing a bit there. We'll end on a lighter note. But you mentioned going back watching some old games. What else is on the Glenn Godden TV right now? Are you doing any video study of any NHL teams? Or are you binge watching Michael Jordan documentaries? What else are you watching?
Yeah, I definitely binge watched the Michael Jordan documentary. I thought it was pretty good. I actually think I'm gonna rewatch it just so I didn't miss anything the first time. But yeah, a lot of TV shows. Obviously it's been nice that the WHL has been airing these old games that I can watch something for 2 hours and I mean kind of waste a day that way. But besides that, just the usual Netflix, video games here and there, or just the news really.
Yeah, what games you playing?
I play NBA, NHL, or like a little bit of Fortnite.
Nice. So in NHL, I'm assuming Glenn Godden has already made the NHL roster?
My career, I think, yeah, I think I did. I haven't been playing too much. I've been playing a little bit more of basketball lately.
Okay, that's fair. The Jordan documentary gets us all in the basketball mood, so I would understand that. Glenn, thanks for doing this today. Really appreciate it. And good luck with whatever the next couple of months look like.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.